A few weeks ago, I saw a suggestion on Twitter, I think is where it was, for couples, but it also applies to friends and anyone that's in a relationship with one another, when it comes to communication. And what I love about this advice, it says, before diving into a conversation about someone's day or a problem that you or your partner might be having, try asking the question, do you want comfort or a solution? Now, I find this simple question to be very beneficial in how I'm listening to my wife, Erin. I've often misunderstood what she wants at times. Maybe you can relate. Like when she's come home frustrated with having something work-related bothering her, I found myself jumping to all sorts of solutions or fixes, ways that I could solve the problem. Something along the lines, well, you should tell him this or you should do that. I'll help her find a solution. And for some reason, to my surprise, it doesn't actually fix the problem. Even though I think I have all the answers, it didn't fix the problem where she just wanted to be heard and she wanted someone to listen. I'm still relatively new at this marriage thing. Yeah, it'll be 3 years and a month, but I have learned that oftentimes it's more important for me to just hear what she is communicating, what she is expressing, than for me to try to jump to all the sorts of solutions that I'm trying to do. Some of us, our tendency is to try to fix things or get to the bottom of the issue, when oftentimes we just need to listen. So that question has helped frame our role in the conversation. Because listening can be difficult. Oftentimes we find ourselves listening or hearing someone just to respond. We don't hear fully of what they're saying. We're already working on our response because we might disagree with something they say. But oftentimes people are not looking for a sermon or correction. They just want a space to be heard. So that's the title of our sermon today. Are we listening? Do we hear the sounds and struggles of the voiceless in our midst? Are we giving people a place to share? A space for people to be heard? Are we listening to the minority voices in our midst? Are we listening to people who are struggling in pain? Are we listening to the struggles of others? Not to diminish people's struggles or pain, not to correct someone, not to show all the ways that someone is wrong, but to hear them out, to place ourselves in their experience as best we can. We aren't the only ones that struggle with listening. One of the beautiful things about the gospel is time and time again, we see the humanness of those that follow Jesus, the disciples. The disciples are us. They do things and say things that we ourselves would do. In our focus passage, we're going to see the disciples not truly understand, so much so that there's this cloud that hovers over them. It's the voice of God that hits them right upside the head and says, listen. It's a sign right in front of them. Hear these words from Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes were dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud came this voice, this is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he ordered them not to tell anyone about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. We aren't sure the exact height of this mountain they were hiking, but the text says that it was a high mountain. They were apart. They were by themselves. The text tells us that there was James and John and Peter along with Jesus, and then Jesus was transfigured before them. That's why this text comes to us on Transfiguration Sunday. If you read my email from Friday's email blast, you'll see that transfiguration is that moment in which God and humanity meet in the person of Jesus. And it shows us that Jesus is that connector. And we see that's when Jesus and Elijah and Moses were talking. Wouldn't that have been a fun conversation to be a part of, or hear, or listen? Maybe Jesus was like, "Yo, Moses, how did you catch that bush on fire?" Or maybe Moses was like, "Jesus, why did you walk on water when you can just part it?" Oh yeah, some good old Bible humor right there, right? But when Peter sees this, he is ready to act. He's ready to do what we would want to do. Do capture that moment. Hang on to that moment forever. To make this a memory. He realizes significance and he wants to honor it. He wants it to last longer. And I don't blame him for doing it. It's like all of us, when we witness something spectacular, what do? We pull our phones out and try to snap a picture or a video because we want it to last longer. We want to offer proof. I've been on so many trips where I have taken thousands and thousands of pictures because I want to hang on to that experience and that memory and that moment. And that's exactly what we see from Peter. His humanness is coming out. But then that's when a cloud overshadowed them and a voice from the cloud saying, "This is my son, the beloved, listen to him." If you remember in Mark's gospel, after Jesus' baptism, we hear a similar wording when Jesus came up from the water as the voice from heaven spoke directly to Jesus and said, "You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased." That same voice, God, is telling the disciples who Jesus is, in case they didn't quite understand, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the beloved, and that they should listen to him. It's this voice from the clouds that I want us to focus on, that brief line where this voice establishes Jesus' identity with the disciples. "This is my Son," he tells them. Throughout Mark's gospel, we see this communicated from the gospel writer, where Mark is trying to communicate the true identity of Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God. Not another prophet, not Moses reincarnated, not Elijah reincarnated as some thought, or not John the Baptist, but rather God's Son, the beloved, the chosen. If you look just a few verses before our story in Transfiguration, you'll see in Mark chapter 8, a story of when the disciples were asked by Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" And the disciples answered him, saying, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." But God is making clear to the disciples that Jesus is God's Son, the beloved, and then the command is to listen to him. For the first and only time in Mark's gospel, the voice from heaven orders the disciples. Listen to him. This command to the disciples from God on that mountain over 2,000 years ago is the same command for us in 2021, to listen to Jesus. Now, listening takes effort. It takes intentionality. Listening takes quieting ourselves to truly hear the voice of Jesus in our midst. Are we listening, or are we trying to solve a problem? Are we listening to the voice of Jesus, or are we trying to fix something or someone? Are we listening, or are we trying to move past a problem in our own life? I want to take a moment to try a little exercise. I know this might be uncomfortable for some of you, but I invite you to take just a moment to pause, to quiet yourselves. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Close your eyes if that helps, but not if you're driving, obviously. Focus your attention and hear these words. These are words from the Gospels. Not all of Jesus' sayings and words from the Gospels, but these are some I want you to hear. What is Jesus saying to right now? Do not fear, only believe. Whenever you stand in prayer, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Pay attention to what you hear. Seek first the kingdom of God. Ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Let your light shine before others. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Follow me. Do not be afraid. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Lazarus, come out. Love one another, just as I have loved you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I will not leave you orphaned. Because I live, you also will live. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Take courage. Do not doubt, but believe. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. What did you hear? What is Jesus saying to you? I'm going to read that list again, and I invite you to share if you want in the comment section, or just process or think about or sit on these words from Jesus. What is Jesus saying to you? Hear these words. Do not fear, only believe. Whenever you stand in prayer, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Pay attention to what you hear. Seek first the kingdom of God. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Let your light shine before others. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Follow me. Do not be afraid. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Lazarus, come on out. Love one another just as I have loved you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I will not leave you orphaned. Because I live, you also will live. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Take courage. Do not doubt, but believe. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. What is Jesus saying to you? My hope and my prayer is that these words of Jesus provide comfort for those that need comfort. May these words of Jesus provide healing for those of you that need healing. May they provide inspiration for those of us that are feeling trapped. And may they provide motivation for those of us losing hope. But may our challenge on this Transfiguration Sunday is to take moments in our lives to listen, to hear the voice of God. Would you pray with me? God, we hear you calling. Lead us and give us courage. Help us to pause in the midst of the busyness of life to hear that still, small, quiet, sometimes voice of yours, so that we may follow your will. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.